After you graduate high school in 67, then you go on to college. And where was that?
I went to Fort Hays State. And the reason that I chose Fort Hays State was that my sister went there. My sister and I were very, very close. She was only one grade ahead of me. And so as you can tell, John, all of my siblings, the three of us, were extremely close, very loving with each other. And my sister had gone to Fort Hays State. I was a little bit leery about college, although I was a good student. But it was, I grew up in an environment where we didn't do much other than work and school. We didn't go on vacations, and we were very close-knit. I've already established that. So I followed my sister to Fort Hays State, and she got me a job working in the cafeteria system where she worked, and I did that for all 4 years in college.
So that was in Hays, Kansas. And what was your major at Fort Hays State?
I had a double major, psychology and speech.
Were you planning to follow that pursuit in psychology and speech, or was there a point here that you started thinking about education? When does all that happen?
Well, that is a very interesting question. And oh, by the way, I was president of the senior class at Fort Hays State. But that is really a good question, John, because I really thought that I wanted to major in psychology, and I wanted to pursue a career. And in my junior year, we visited an institution that I was being prepared to work in, and I was really unsure at the time, and that I really wanted to pursue that. So I went back and I talked to my advisor, who was a psychology professor at Fort Hays State. And I still remember where I was sitting in that office. And I told him I was midterm of my junior year. And I said, while I've enjoyed the classes, I don't think that I want to pursue a career as a psychologist. I already had enough hours for the major, John. And he said to me, well, what do you like, Keith? I still remember that so well. And I actually had a mental picture of this one teacher that inspired me to build the desk. My shop teacher. And I said, well, I really like school. I really like my teachers. And he said, well, you want to be a teacher? And I said, maybe. Now, I'm going to stop here and say that I absolutely love Fort Hays State because they were about children. And I've been inducted into their Alumni Hall of Fame. And it was a great honor for me to go back right in that parade with my wife. They only name 5 or 6 each year. But they did everything around the best interests of their students. It was a phenomenal place. Get a college education. And when I said I really liked school, and he said, do you want to be a teacher? And I said, maybe. That is very appealing to me. I've already said this. I was halfway through my junior year. There was no way that I would have been able to get all the classes in without them going to extreme measures to help me. My brother had cancer at the time. It was a very difficult time in my life. I was changing majors, and Fort Hays State did everything they could to help me. And in fact, they actually assigned me to teach in an area that I wasn't really certified to teach in. That was history, so that I could stay in Hays, because while I was doing my intern teaching, I had to take classes in order to graduate on time. I owe a tremendous debt to Fort Hays State University for helping me in any way that they could. And I go back and I talk to students. I've heard from people in the alumni division already. In fact, the lady who heads up the alumni division is planning on coming to Claremore visit with my wife and I. I've stayed very active in the Alumni Association at Fort Hays State. I can't say enough about how grateful I am for the college education that I got and for the way they moved things around to help me at the end of my college career.
So then you, your degree is in education then from Fort Hays State?
Yes, with a major in psychology and speech.
Okay.